as we deepen into the evening, we now have, Gabrielle Raffleson. She is in the midst of reinventing herself and truly looks forward to the next chapter. Let's welcome the next chapter for Gabrielle on stage, standing up and sharing a story.
I'm 25, working in the script department of Carolco Pictures on Sunset Boulevard. You can thank that production company for giving you those fabulous Rambo films of the early 90s. But they did fund a few lower budget, more artistic films. And that's where I meet him, the director, the man who swept me off my feet and brought me to this incredible valley. He pursued me for weeks, calling me at 1 or 2 in the morning, telling me crazy stories of his life. Then he called on a Friday night and said, "I've cooked dinner for 2. It'll be ready in 20 minutes. And he hung up. So I drive on up to those Hollywood Hills. I eat a good meal. I listen to him play a song on the piano. We spend the next 6 years traveling the globe on adventurous experiences, falling in love. And then my biological clock starts to tick. And I think it's either time to have a child with this man or it's time to move on. Did I mention he's 33 years older than I am?
Not yet.
It presents a few issues, of course, like me being mistaken for his daughter countless times, but we seek advice from a therapist named Lolita. We discuss what it might be like for a man his age to create a second family, what he may be willing to sacrifice or not for this. And at the end of a few sessions, he says, "I don't need any more therapy. I've made up my mind." So we have a child. And he says, "We're going to raise the child in his house in Aspen." I'm pregnant a week later. Four years later, I'm pregnant with our second child. And I say, "I need better medical insurance." So we go down to the Pitkin County Courthouse and sign those marriage papers. And there I am, this city girl, this girl who would really rather roam the halls of any museum than hike in these daunting mountains, let alone ski on them. But I'm in love. I'm living a fantasy life in the Castle Creek Valley with a giant rolling lawn and 2 beautiful boys. And I fall in love. I fall in love with the changing seasons here. I mean, in LA, it's either hot or hotter, and fire season or mudslide season. But here, watching those aspen leaves tumble along the grass and the wildflowers in those mountainsides, and I even fall in love with that white fluffy snow. We plant a vegetable garden where lettuce and mint flourish. We set up a badminton court and a trampoline for the boys and the occasional bear to enjoy. But wild animals do not respect boundaries, and neither do wild men. The porcupines start to come down from the mountainside, and they scrape away at the siding of our house. I guess they like the salty taste of old painted wood. The beavers chop down more trees by the waterside before I can get the wire wrapped around it. A mountain lion appears at the edge of the grass. I watch that babbling creek turn into a raging river and spew over its borders, covering our lawn during its historic 100-year flood. The boys and I scramble, try and get sandbags to the door to keep that water from coming in. And then the moose. The moose moves in. She claims that lawn as her own. She sleeps there. She charges at the house. She terrorizes me as I run to and from the car. The winters, they start to grow longer and lonelier. and I grow colder while battling breast cancer. The inside, all I hear is the bellowing voice of my husband. And on the outside, those damn geese won't stop squawking and shitting all over the lawn at 6 a.m. I can't control nature, and I certainly can't control that wild man. But I can pack my suitcase. So at the age of 50, after dropping our older son off at college in California, I move out. I go back there now, 3 years later, many times to help the man that swept me off my feet. He's family, and I don't want that responsibility to fall solely on our other teenage son. But when I pull up there, and I look at that vast wilderness that once held so much hope and so much joy, and I see now a field of broken dreams, I see holes left there from the underground moles, I see the torn and tattered trampoline, I see the trees that now need to be chopped down because of the infestation of the spruce bark beetle. And I think about those wildfires that are raging across my home state of California. And I feel overwhelmed. And I feel insignificant, as I'm sure so many of us do right now. But when I start to drive out that driveway, I do feel a sense of hope, a little glimmer, because I will find a new lawn where I will plant a new garden, and lettuce and mint will definitely flourish, and I will vote this November. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabrielle.